Hello, I'm Keith Perron, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers drop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're my sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasted lips, since the honey fill it drips. Your confection goodness knows how to cycle over. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers drop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're my sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's sweet when I stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasted lips, since the honey fell, it drips. Your confection goodness knows honeysuckle rose. Why you're my sweeter, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's sweet when I stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasted lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection goodness knows honeysuckle rose. Honeysuckle rose. Honeysuckle rose.
Kaiko Lee and the standard Honeysuckle Rose, beginning today's edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. It's very nice to have you with us for the next, well, almost 1 hour for some wonderful jazz and popular standards. Today's really a mix bag. I will use that term. Oscar Brown Jr. from the album Sin and Soul happens to be one of my favorites from him, with Watermelon Man.
Hey! Oh, hey! will get you watermelon. Watermelon man, watermelon man. A wagon and a horse in the summer sun. Watermelon, pretty little housewife, let me sell you one. Red, ripe watermelon, if you wanna treat your husband right. Watermelon, you know what to give him when he's home tonight. Red, red, ripe watermelon. Got a woman waiting for me, just my type, yeah. Watermelon, sweet like a watermelon, round and ripe. Red, ripe watermelon.
I know it's wrong. It makes me wrong. But right or wrong, I can't get along without you. Can't get along without you.
Billie Holiday and A Fool to Want You, and before that, Oscar Brown Jr. with Watermelon Man from the album Sit and Soul here on Jazz for the Asking. We're now going to move to the LP Inner Urge that was released on Blue Note in 1965. It features Elvin Jones on drums, Bob Crenshaw on bass, McCoy Tyner on piano, and of course the legendary Joe Henderson on tenor sax. This is a composition that Henderson composed himself, and it's entitled El Barrio. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Jimmy Guthrie Trio with The Train and The River. And before that, Joe Henderson with his group from the album Inner Urge from 1965 with El Barrio, a composition that he composed himself. This is Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We're now going to combine two musicians together. They even toured together for quite some time and made a number of LPs together. It's, of course, Miles Davis and John Coltrane. We've played Miles Davis many times on the program before, but in all honesty, you could never have too much Miles Davis. Here they are playing a very well-known composition. And actually, it wasn't composed by them at all. It was composed by Thelonious Monk. It's called Straight, No Chaser.
We'll be right back.
straight, No Chaser, composed by Thelonious Monk, but performed there by Miles Davis and John Coltrane. Very different arrangement from the Thelonious Monk version. One of the most popular quartets from the 1930s was Benny Goodman and his quartet. And what made this quartet unusual is that it, well, at the time, was a multiracial quartet. Benny Goodman, Lionel Hampton, Gene Krupa, and, of course, the legendary Teddy Wilson on piano. And, of course, they also had their own big careers as well. Benny Goodman was a popular bandleader, so was Lionel Hampton, Gene Krupa, and Teddy Wilson performed on his own, as well as with another, many other popular big bands and jazz quartets and trios and sextets from the time. After they split up, they hadn't performed together for about 25 years when they were invited into the studios of RCA Victor to record an album called Together Again. It was the first time that the four of them had performed in studio in 25 years. And as Benny Goodman put it, he said, getting back together with the guys was no different as it was 25 years ago. We're exactly the same, and everything felt exactly the same as it did. From the album Together Again, released on RCA Victor, we're going to listen to 7 Come 11. Thank you.
Thank you.
So What by George Benson from the album Beyond the Blue Horizon. And then 7 Come 11, the Benny Goodman Quartet, the first time they recorded in 25 years. And I'll be that came out in the 1960s, featuring, of course, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Lionel Hampton on vibraphone, Gene Krupa on drums, and, of course, Teddy Wilson on piano. Our final piece today comes from two legendary tenor sax players that recorded one album together for the RCA Victor label called Sonny Meets Hawk. The two giants of the tenor saxophone. And of course, the two giants are Sonny Rollins and Coleman Hawkins. It's a composition entitled At McKeith's. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron. Wishing you well, saying so long, take care. We'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.